Zeg in de schmus, heb ik Gloria Jacob in de schmus. Pilke, ze zeggen in de schmus, Daniel Schenen was je schoen val. Oké, de schmus voor de Asra, de Vrijgben. Thank you to Ben, thank you to Corey, everyone else is here. Oké, so, Parshas Lech Lecha. I figured everyone has Eretz Yisrael in their minds. And so I'd like to share with you something from the Parsha that is very relevant for Eretz Yisrael. We'll see where it brings us. The Torah tells us in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Kum Yisalech Va'aretz L'Orko L'Rachla, Yilchad Nena. That says to Avraham Avinu to walk in the land of Eretz Yisrael, length and width, Yilchad Nena. So the Gemara in Bava Basra on page 2 from Ralph. So the Gemara says on page 2, the Tanya, Halach, page 2, Halach ba l'orka u l'rachba kana mocham hilucho divrei Rabbi Lezer. That if you walk on the land, in the field, the length and the width, so Yekona, the mokum that you were, that you tread on. V'chachamim omrim, ein hiluch moel klum. That just because you walk on the land, that doesn't, it's not a kinyan. The first opinion says, the walking on the land is a kinyan on the land. And the second opinion says, Ein hiluch moel klum ad sheyachzik. That until you make a kinyan chazaka. So it's not enough to just walk. And kinyan chazaka usually means a certain type. Look in the Rashbam, the arrow on the right. Ad sheyachzik lahashvos karka lachrisha. Because you have to do something, not just walk. Either you flatten out the ground for plowing, or you null gadova paratz, you open up a door, or you lock a door. You know, you do something significant. But just to walk, that's nothing. So that's the two opinions of the Gemara, where the hiluch alone is a kinyan. Amar Lezer, my time with Rabbi Lezer. Amar Lozer, my time with Rabbi Lezer, the Siv Chum, Yisalech Moritz, Lorach Olaroch, Yilchad Nenam. So the Shita that says that walking is a Kenyan, based on this Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha. Chum, Lorach Olaroch. Rabbanan, so what's the Machlokes? Is it a Beferish Pasuk like one of the shitas? So the verse says, Rabban hasa mishum chavivusa da Avram hu deka amar le'achi. Kedei sheyehe noach lichbosh lefnei bonov. So he says, Rashbam kedei sheyehe noach da hava lo ki yorshim lo kazlanim v'lo yeh rishus l'satim l'katri. In other words, he's saying it's not a kinyan. But if you walk on the land, so then it looks like it's your land. And then the satan won't be mekatrig, because, you know, you're already walking on the land. So it's not that walking on the land is the kinyan. But the walking on the land, it will enable in the future to make a kinyan. And there won't be any kitrug, because it already was looking like it was yours from before. But it's not that it's the kinyan. So that's the question. Is walking on the land the kinyan? Or is walking on the land just shows like it's yours for a future kinyan?
So the Gemara says, "Lodim chachamim lebrezer b'shvil shel krumim, ol v'nase lehiluch nikne behiluch." But if you say you have a vineyard and there's pathways in the vineyard, so the pathways are made to walk in the pathways. So that was made for hiluch. But if you just stop and have a field where you plow in the field, so that's not really made for walking, that's made for planting, and you walk there, so that's the machlokas, whether that's a kinyan or not. But something, a pathway that's made to walk, that everyone would agree is a kinyan. Okay, so that's the machlokas here in the Gemara. Oh. Now, so the simple pshat in the Gemara is according to the shita that holds that it's a kinyan. So when Avram did the kinyan, that he was kona at that point. Now we have other psukim that we're going to see on page 4 about Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. Gracious Tezvav Dal, that he named Var Hashem in love with more, Lo Yerosh Chazeh, Shimashay Yetze, Mimimecha, Hu Yeroshecha. Right? Hashem says that Eliezer is not going to be Yorish, but you're going to have your own son. He's going to Yorish the land. And then the Pasuk says, page 5, Vayomahu Karas Hashem as Avram Bris Lemor, the Zarachon Atrosis Ars Azos, Min Har Mitzrayim Anar Gadol Nahar Pras. So it was a Krisis Bris, that Kalal Yisrael is going to get the land for the future generation. These two psukim are speaking about the future generation, Yerusha. Oh, so there is a, first we'll see another pasuk, and then the Yerushalmi, and then of course the Chasam Sefer, and that will explain everything. Oh, so we know the famous, when the Malach comes to Avraham to let him know that he is going to inherit the land, it says, "Vechafas lechem, v'sadu libchem, achar tarvoru, kelkein avartim al avdechem, yomru kein tarseh kesher dibarkim." So Avraham is supposed to take the bread, right? And then it says, so he tells Sarah to, you know, to bake, etc. And then it says, now he's going to what? He's going to serve the malachim, right? So the famous Chazal, he gives the chema, the cholov, ben bokar, where's the bread? Where's the bread? So says Rashi, v'yka chema v'lechem lo hevi, v'fi shepirsa saranida. Right? In other words, she was ready beyond the age, but she, right, the Torah says that she had a priestess nida on that day, and therefore nitme sa'isa, right? So that's why he didn't bring the bread, because it was tame. So it's a funny type of thing, you know, that the Torah is making such a thing. It seems to be though so irrelevant. So he didn't end up bringing the bread because she was pierced in either. Do you think the Torah really had to mention that? That's such, you know, like what?
It's a sign
that she went back. Right, right. A sign she went back. Went back to the youth. But that's true. But
But are there, I mean, but you have a pasuk that says that she went back to her youth. In other words, why, what's the significance? Okay, we know that, you know, Chadol Yosmosar or Chanashim, right? So the Torah already told us that. And the Torah also has to tell us, and that day, that's why, you know, like, oh, who can, when did she became a Nida, and is that so relevant and so important? Okay, you're right. She came back with a youth, and therefore she was able to have a child. But the fact that she, at that moment that they touched the Isa, as Rabbi Reichman said, it's true. It's significant that she went down with you, but is it significant that at that point, she became a Nida, and therefore it was made it unable to bring the bread. Asma. Go have the youth, okay, yeah. And now she's going to have a child. But who cares about whether the Malachim got the bread, they didn't get the bread. You know, Mabekach. Okay. So, okay, we're leading up to something. Then there's one more thing I want to show you. And that is on page 9. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Tosfos there, says when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Look in the Tosfos here on page 9 with the arrows. Rech Shady the Chalab, you shall be plucked to him. Am I right? Rech Yisrael Hassan, Rav Yonah, Boy Kameh, Rav Yirmia. Yishosh Anichnusu Yisrael La'aretz. Umatsu Kama Lacha. Ma'oshutei Asur Mishim Chadash. In other words, when Klal Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael, and there was things growing in the land, did that have an Isser Chadash or not? Say it was things that grew in the land from, say, before, after last Pesach. So was that where the mitzvah wasn't given yet? So maybe it wasn't Chadash yet. So the Gemara says, that when they went into Eretz Yisrael that year, all the produce became chadash when they came in. Not only the things that were part of the ground, even things that were already cut became chadash. Okay. So that's also fascinating that you would have thought maybe it was, you know, anything beforehand didn't count. Only once they came in or once they, you know. And therefore that year there was nowhere to eat matzah because everything was treif. Everything was chadash. Okay. So now, after we put this all together, we are now going to see something. In two places in the Chasam Sofer, on page 11. Chasam Sofer, I'll tell you, it's always important, I always point this out, that there are Chasam Sofer LaTorah, then there's the Torah's Moshe LaTorah. Two different Sfarim. Very often, something is quoted from one, and people look at the other one and they don't find it. So those are, one of the names of the Sefer is called Torah's Moshe, another name of the Sefer is called Chasam Sofer LaTorah, and then there's Drashas Chasam Sofer. Three different, and recently they were printed in a nice new printing, all three. Yeah, that's his son. Yeah, quotes his father. Yeah, there, I mean, there are a lot of other Sfarim that quote, you know, Chasam Sofer. So there's no shortage of places to find Torah from the Chasam Sofer. So let's look something.
Most of them told us that he feels that Chasam Sofer is unique. A lot of people told him that
Right. Everything. Yeah, I totally subscribe to that idea. So I'm going to show you something with Chasam Sofer. That's Marvel Orion. So look what he says. In other words, so what's this idea that Avram Avinu is going to make the mokum of the Eretz Yisrael Kadosh? He says like this: Ki barecha varecha. Hine he roi Avram Avinu yakdish hamokom v'mikdash olam term yakod beno v'yakrivenu al gabayim zbech. Matam himtim arachakach. He says Avram Avinu, as we'll see, only sanctified. As look in the footnote, you test. Rebbe Torah's Moshe, Shavram Higdish is Hamokum Masha Omer Asher Yomar Hayom, the Har Hashem Yira'eh. But he said, this place will be Har Hashem Yira'eh. That will be Kedush Kadosh. So it's only after. Does he makdish Eretz Yisrael?
After he walked.
After the Akedah. Ella, Ki Avram Avinu Olav Olav Shalom Loki Bel Bitchila Matlas Eretz Yisrael Mekadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, even though it says Kol Misalach Ba'aretz Orkar L'Rochva, he only got it, the Matana of Eretz Yisrael, only when Hashem says, Asher Yetzei Mimere'echa Hu Yirashach. In other words, the idea of the Kabbalah of Eretz Yisrael is totally on Avram Avinu having a continuity. Before there was knowledge of the continuity, then the whole Kinyan Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was not Shaykh yet. So that's what it says, Hashem Yetzei Me'echa Hu Yirashecha, as no marchaka nasati, perish kvar nason lecha. Sheye Eretz Yisrael muchzok shelo mamash. Aval im lo ye lo yoresh mimeyav, lo chofetz b'mat nasa aretz. In other words, he's not interested in having a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael till he knew that he will be able to give it over to future generations. Kamor mati teili ben beisi yoreshosi. Atak shenemar lo haleu lo laola. So, but once you said that there's an akeda, so it means that's not going to be a future. He's going to shech the son. Hemin avram belipo beli safek shiagdenu vishchatenu vialeu velo. Next page. Well, lo yezeri yorish arts. There's no future continuity, but lo matnas arts. So then, because the matnas arts is only with the knowledge that it's going to be a continuity. Ve'ina shalom. Lo yayochol lahakdish es har hamoria lemokom lemikdash olamim. Because then it's not his, so he's not going to make it kadosh. They know the makdish dovah sheinu shalom. Achar kach shenemo, but once he was told al tishtoch yadcha, but he says now al tishtoch yadcha. So it's not going to be. Finiskabel el tumuro as igloy milsa de eretz Yisrael shalom he hiktish. For Omar Asher Yomar Hayom Ladoros
Habayim Bahar Hashem Yerah. When we then move on the whole Bayi Olam, so then it's only afterwards then he's Machdash. Because then the Matan is accepted, because now he knows there's a future. And then he says Har Hashem. It's a Har Hashem. It's Kaddish. He then move on the whole Bayi Olam, because Avram Lohevin HaEmes, Kisovar HaYolishchot B'no BeEmes. Whereas originally he taka thought that he's going to shech. He's over here. Lishchot ben obemim. So if you look, you will hear Achar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeta roi hu lebracha. Okay, no more kibarach avraham. Okay, but that's the word. That's not the main word. This is just the hakdama. It's just the hakdama. But that's the word, because Eretz Yisrael is the continuity of Klal Yisrael. So without Eretz Yisrael being a continuity, without Avram knowing there's going to be a future, he wasn't interested in the Matana. The Matana wasn't Chal, or he didn't want it to be Chal, even if he already walked in the land, etc. Oh. So comes now another Chassid Sofer. And he says an unbelievable thing. Page 14. This is Drasha's book. We know in Mishlei, Sophia Halichos Besa, the Lechem Atzlos Lo Socha. Oh. So he's going to explain, and now he's going to explain what's the idea of Pirsanida. And what exactly happened that she became an. What's the significance that she became a nida that time? Hinei lechem lohevi shepir sanida. That's the Gemara Rashi quotes. Omnam, it wasn't just stam. As I said to you before, ma bekach. Okay, Rabbi Reich was right. It's important to know that she got back her youth, that she can have bear children. But the fact that it came out the time with the lechem, and she can't bring in the lechem, you know. Hinei lechem lohevi shepir sanida. Omnam siba haisameis Hashem Yisbarach, the kasu taisvis, b'shem hayushalmi. So, and this is the godless, the chasim sofer. He puts everything together. The kasu taisvis, b'shem yushalmi, shenichnesu le'eretz Yisrael, v'hischil yisr chadosh, nesu afil chitim baliyah. Right? We saw. The chadosh came in. Inei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noson L'Avram Avinu, next page, Olam HaSholom Es HaAretz V'Echzik Bo B'Halicha. Right? That's how we started off. The Pasuk Kum Hisalach Ba'Aretz. Tichsiv Kum Hisalach Ba'Aretz. Ked Isim Perek HaMoch HaPeres. So, normally you would think that it was Chal right away. That's why I asked my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library. I said, isn't there an issue of kalsu kinyano? Usually. So maybe, I don't know. We were discussing that question. Okay. Because usually when you make the maisa kinyan, it's chal right away. So here, it wasn't. He says, t'chsev kum esalach ba'aretz k'dizim yikom mochum lo k'na'o at shebisro hamalach b'zeri Yitzchak. But when did he... Once he knew that he's having a son, then he's kind. Because then he knows Eretz Yisrael is not a one-time thing. So what happened then? Oh, so this is godless. Rav Reichman, this is godless. You ready for this one? He said, what's the idea? Nida, the time of the... No, the word is like this. Hashem made a nace that it should be Nida at that point. Why? Because at that point was the kinyan of Eretz Yisrael. When they got... Kum Halach Ba'aretz, but it was, you know, only if there's going to be a Zerah. So when was the full kinyan of Eretz Yisrael? In Parshas Vayera. When he's told by the Malach that he's going to have what? A son. And at that point, there's a kinyan of Israel, so new. And that's the point that what? Everything is... Everything is chadash. So to make sure that no one eats the bread now, Pirsanida. Because that's when the kinyan is chal. So when the kinyan is chal, that's when the, and so therefore there's an Issa Chodesh now. So what's going to prevent them to, is, so she's Pirsanida, so therefore they won't eat it. Darei Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer, Lo Lezarecha Abdenes Haaretz. Nimtza Ba'osa Shosha Bisro Hamalach Az Nitzchai Mamatono. Uva'osa Rega, Nesar Chodesh. Al Kain Lechem Lohavia, Bishop Issa Chodesh. So it's not just Tamam Vor Mabekach. She became a need at that time. No, that's the point. This now is the Zman of the Chalois Kinyan of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Once they have the Besaira that there's going to be a Yitzchak. So now, and now Chodesh sets it. They can't eat it. So to make sure no one eats it, she was piercing needed. She couldn't bring the.
Maybe that's why Yitzchak could never leave Eretz Yisrael.
Because he was the Goyre. Oh, good gazot. Rabbi Reichman, good gazot. Next edition, they should put in a footnote. Oh, so now, listen to what the Chasam Sofer says. Sophia Halichos Besa. Hainu, what's Halichos Besa? You'll remember this Friday night when you say Eishes Chayel, okay? Hainu Hisalech Ba'aretz. Halichos Besa is called Hisalech Ba'aretz. Shu Halichos Besa. Al Kain Lechem Atzlus Lo Sochel. V'nikra Lechem Atzlus. Why is Chadash called Lechem Atzlus? So Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library helped me understand this. Shebizman HaKravos Omer, we know that when there was an Omer, so you had to wait for the Omer to be brought to be matter the Chadash. And the halach was that from Chatzos on, they could assume the Omer was brought. Because the Kohanim weren't lazy. So they did it, they made sure that they did it. So you could assume it was done. So Chadash is called Lechem Atzlus because the Isser, the way Rav Moshe Shapiro explained to me, because the Isser comes, if there's Atzlus, then the Isser remains. The whole idea is the, so that's why it's called, the Isser Chadash is called Lechem Atzlus, because it's the Isser that's toloy on whether it's going to be Nimshach if you're an Otzah. So Lechem Atzlus Lo Sochel means, that's another way of saying what? Chadash. So Tzavi Halichos Besa, and Lechem Atzlus Lo Sochel, Shebizman, Akrovus Omer, Mutter, Mechad, Sashay, Bezman, Nisatzlim, Wa, Ayin Shal.
The Kohanim weren't lazy.
They weren't lazy.
So it's called
because the Ebusot, oh, so that's what Moshe Shapiro explained to me, for the Pshar is like this. But the Isser comes when you are lazy. Because then so the Isser of Chadash is an Isser of Lechem Atzlus. That's the Isser Chadash. So that's another way of saying the Isser Chadash, you call it Lechem Atzlus. Because if you're not sold, then you didn't bring the korban, then the Isser. So the Isser Chadash is a way of referring to the Isser Chadash is Lechem Atzlus. So Tzovia Lichos Besa, yeah, that was Kumis Alech. But when it was Chal, only in Parshas Vayera. And that's why, at that point, there was Chodesh. So it wasn't just Stam a thing. Does it make a difference when she became a Nida? But no, because this is, makes a difference. When will we Yorish Eretz Yisrael? From that time on. And then the Isser Chodesh set in. And that's why she was Pierce a Nida, because Hashem wanted to make sure that we shouldn't eat the bread. This was, and that's the, but the beauty of this, of these two Chasam Sofers is the idea of both the idea of Klal Yisrael getting Eretz Yisrael is totally on the fact that it's going to be perpetuated through the generations. But Avram wasn't interested until he knew. He was the Kenyan wasn't Chal. In Avram's mind, because Baruch was whoever, you know, his mind that was, so to speak. And that's Lechem Atzlus Lo Sochel. Meridik.
And And we knew that would then be for forever, once it happened with Yitzchak.
Yeah, right, right. I guess once it happened with Yitzchak, then we knew that perpetuator. Okay. Ad kan, the halakha words of the Chasam Sofer. So now I'm going to add from other makoros on this point. So the first thing, Rambam Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, and I'll tell you a good story also. Akum Shekana Karka BeEretz Yisrael. We know Eretz Yisrael is kedusha, but what if a goy buys the land in Eretz Yisrael? So there's that kedusha in that land that the goy buys. Mohiv kiyam in a mitzvahs. Was a goy buys the land in Eretz Yisrael, so it's still kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Mohiv kiyam in a mitzvah. Alhi kedushoso. Lefichach in chazar Yisrael ulekacha mimenu ein the kekibush yachid.
It doesn't go back to the Rechira, the Rambam.
No, it's a whole long thing. One second. So, in other words, there's a Yachin that buys Karka in Israel that doesn't take away the what? The Kedusha. So, because if it would, then the Jew buys it back. It's a Kibush Yachin. So the Kedusha remains. Fichim Chayzel Kocha, Mimen Ein Kibush Yachin, El Mafish Trumos Maisus. Maybe Bikurim. Because the Kedusha remains. V'akol men ha-Torah. Ki'ilu nolim karo la'akom me'oilam. So the Akum is not mafkia. A singular Akum. V'yesh kinyin la'akom asuria lafkia min ha-maisus. But in Eretz Yisrael, so the question is, this is the question that's going to be asked by this. If a goy buys it's not mafkia than kedusha, so why does Yisrael have to buy it back?
Isn't it just practically?
The goy's there, it's not going to be mafkia than kedusha. Right, right. That's right. Simply, practically. Let's see. So let's take a look. Say the Sheiris Yosef. You know the Sefer Sheiris Yosef? I'll tell you about it. Rabbi Warman, Shlomo Levi Warman, he was a Rebbe for many years in Henk. So let me tell you just, it's a shtickle. First time I heard about this. I mean, this volume was written later, but I remember summer of 1978. There was a Marash HaKol, summer of 1978. I was taking a walk in the road with one of my friends from who was in the high school kollel at that same year. His name is Rabbi, today his name is Rabbi Dov Fendel. He's the Rosh Hashiva of Shderot. And he was my, we were in the same bunk. We were with Rabbi Cohen in Marsha Kollel. And so on the way, he was telling me about his Rebbe, Rabbi Warman. And then I think there were only one or two volumes out of the Sefer, and he was telling me, so now, his significance of his yeshiva, especially in the time that we're in now. So he says, so he quotes this.
By Warman, he was like, it's a beautiful Haskanas in the golden era.
Yes, he was. Yeah. So look at the second paragraph. Ayin Berambam, Perek Aleph. Behilchos Trumos Halacha Yud. Da'akum Shanoka Kana Karka Beretz Yisrael Lof Kiyo Ben Hamitzvos El Arei Hi B'Kedushosa Tichechem Chozer Yisrael Kocha Mimena Eino Kikibish Yochem Elamafish Trumas and Maisus may be Mikurim, etc. I am Kesemishes Ram Pasak Rabba, Bechar Tabua, the Maikosim Chazisel of Kochamimena. They came at the Pasak to Man Omer and Kinyan Lakum, Lafkia, Shavafim Lochazel. So what Rabbi Reichman said is very true. It's very true. You know, it's just practical. But he wants to say another word on page 20. Ramir of Zeliyashiv, the Shitas around me, the Ikib Beis Kedushas, the Frodas, the Kedushas Eretz Israel. He says, Eretz Israel has two different Kedushas. Aleph, Kedusha Klolis. Sheriz Hava, Oyde, Chazaka. In other words, Eretz Israel is a Kedusha Kloli, belongs to Am Yisrael, Ole Bavel, etc. Number two, Kedusha Pratis. That shekol echad echad Yisrael poal bisavus kedusha nosefes ayde kinyan prati shekol echad also be'or shenitalo b'shas chaluka. There was Klal Yisrael got it as a nation, and then every shevet got a certain area. Ulay yeshlom lechiv trumas and maisis. He says, perhaps for the chiv trumas and maisis, you need two both kedushas. So the kedusha klali is not this battle. Become makom shaper in this battle at kedusha protis. The cave the chol chalos at kedusha protis is hava al yikin yedei kinyan haproti. For sure this battle shekano hakar haakum zakarka. So therefore, that's why the Rambam says cause of a lock. That's his word. That Eretz Yisrael has the Kedusha Kloli. So in the Hanami, when the guy buys it, it's not Mafki of the Kedusha Kloli, but the Kedusha Prati, it is Nisbatel. And therefore, it'll only be Chayiv once you buy it back. Oh. So what I want to say, I want to add on to that. Okay? So there's a Gemara Temura on page 21, Tazayin Amar Aleph. Now, see, Santana, Elef, Shrami, as Kalim, Chamil, Gzeris, Chavis, Diktuke, Nishtaku, Bimei, Avelu, Shalmosha. There are 1,700 halachas that were forgotten during the time of Shiva for Moshe Rabbeinu. Afal Pikin, Hechaziran, Osniel ben Knaz, Mitoch Pilpulo. And then Osniel ben Knaz, his Pilpul, he brought them back. Chinemar Vayukada Osniel ben Knaz. Ache Yosef Vayite lo es achsabito. In other words, and we learned this out from the Pasuk that Osniel ben Knaz conquered Kiryas Sefer and he gave it to his daughter. So the question that's asked is, what does this have to do that he conquered Eretz Israel to the fact that he was machzir the pilpul that they forgot? Well, it's learned out from...
He gave it to his daughter also.
He gave it to
continue it along.
Oh. So you hear the question. There was a Torah, the Gemara wants to say that Osniel ben Knaz, his pilpul restored the Torah. And they learned out from a pasuk that they conquered Kiryas Sefer. What does one have to do with the other? Oh, so there's a sefer called Arve Nachal. Arve Nachal was a classic Jewish sefer. Today, most people never heard of it, right? But it's a classic sefer, and it's from the Eifshitz family, David Shlomo Eifshitz. He says like this on page 23: "Hinei shamati michochem echad levar psuke Yeshua." Shomer Kalev Vol Devir, Shem Devir Lefrim Kiryas Sefer. And Kalev says, whoever's going to conquer Kiryas Sefer, I'm going to give them my daughter. And Osniel ben Knaz was the one. He says, what was so difficult to conquer Kiryas Sefer? What's the problem? My nafkiminech. Yeah, what's going on? So he says like this. Omar, next paragraph from page 23 on the left.
For Eretz Yisrael who aduk b'Torah,
V'chol chelik mimena, ayosov hu michelik Torah, ha-misiach ches haleha. In other words, every place in Eretz Yisrael has a corollary parallel in the Torah. So if a part of the Torah is missing, then a part of Eretz Yisrael will be missing. And therefore, if they missed those halachas were forgotten, then a certain area in Eretz Yisrael that's parallel to those halachas will not be able to be conquered. And so that's the vort. That by the fact that Pasuk says they finally able to conquer it, that means they finally got the key. The key was the Torah that was lost. And that's the vort of the Arvei Nachal. So I'm going to put this Arvei Nachal together with the Beirach Moshe. Who's the Beirach Moshe? That was Rav Yorilish's nephew. And he was the son of the Atzei Chaim. Rav Yorilish had a brother called Chaim Tzvi. You know the story. I forget who told me the story. Yeah, one of the Hasidim told me the story. That because he died in his 40s. And but Divyo's brother. Divyo lived, I remember when he passed away. Marsh Akolo said I was in 79, I think, at the end of the summer. I was in the base medrash when he passed, and he was talking about it. But let me tell you more. So I'll tell you one story, and then I'll tell you the vor, and I'll tell you then everything. So I think Rabbi Aaron Teitelbaum, I believe the president Satmar Rebbe in Monroe, wanted to name his son after the Atzei Chaim. And Rabbi Yonah said, "How can you do that? He died young. You shouldn't name his son after." So he said, "No. What's his name? Atzei Chaim's name?"
Chaim Tzvi, son?
Yeah. So the Chaim was the Divrei Chaim, and Tzvi was the Chacham Tzvi. So he had in mind those Gedolim, and therefore, and supposedly Rav Yorlish was Makabah. He was Makabah. Oh, so he says, so the Beirach Moshe is a son of the Atzei Chaim. So he says like this, on page 27. On page... which page? I'll find it in a second. There's a chazal that says, "Mehechan zochu Yisrael lebrichas kohanim." Page 26. Look from Matan Torah. Because kos somra lebeis Yaakov and kos somra lehemamor lehem. Right? There was a ko in brichas kohanim, and there's a ko in Matan Torah. So what's the connection? He says the pshat is like this: Tzorche amchi Yisrael berubin. Right, we have a lot of tzorchim, bani chai mazoni. We have a lot of needs, but everyone has their personal needs that he particularly needs, with the parnasa. So the birkas kohanim, the idea is that everyone should get that bracha. The ko is that specific bracha that you need. So say by Matan Torah on page 27, this is what the Arab says. What does the pasuk say? Yishakeni minishikos piyu. V'lameh shadibor atzmo hayam mechazer al kol echa ve'echa miYisrael. What does that mean? That everyone had a personal... there was a Matan Torah for the whole klal, but everyone had a personal dibor, a personal malach that came to him. For Omer Lokim... Shadibur atzma hiya mechazel kol echo ve'echo v'yisrael omer lo mekableini ata alecha kach v'kach mitzvahs yeshmi kach v'kach dinim yeshmi v'u omer hein v'hein miyad adibur noshkal piv v'lom do Torah. So everyone also, so the ko means that Klal Yisrael, there was the Klal Yistika, but just like there's a Prati Yistika bracha for everyone to feed that they need, Kabbalah Satorah was also. So we said before the Arvei Nachal that the key to Eretz Yisrael is Torah. And we said from Rav Warman that what? That there are two halakim in Eretz Yisrael. the klali and the prati. That's why we, if you kana, you know, that's how we explain the Rambam, that you have to buy it back, because then you'd have the Rambam. So Eretz Yisrael is the maftech of Eretz Yisrael is through the Torah, and klali is, and Eretz Yisrael had these dual kedusha from the kinyan haklali and the kinyan haprati, and therefore every Jew has their own kinyan in Torah. The klali is thicker of the klali Yisrael is given the whole Torah, but everyone, like Rav David Cohen Shlita would say, not everyone, you know, not everyone has to learn Gemara. Some people are chumash, some people, you know, everyone has their own kinyan prati in Torah. Kinyan prati in Eretz Yisrael, because Torah in Eretz Yisrael is hainu hach, and that's the idea. But the main thing is what, and the same thing about Chesed. The next piece he has, over Chesed. But the main point is that there has to be the Iker of Torah. That's the famous word from the Shev Yaakov. He's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. One place in the Shulchan Aruch says what? That if you're Maharir B'divrei Torah, you don't make a bracha. Only if you speak it out. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, if you write Divrei Torah, you make a bracha. Abba, you're not speaking. So the Shev Yaakov says, the word is like this, you only make a bracha on Torah, on a Torah that's transferable. So when I'm thinking Torah, it's only for me. When I'm writing, you can read what I wrote. So the Iker Brukas HaTorah is only when you Mekayim V'Shinanta. So the same thing. Eretz Yisrael was only given once it was going to be transferred. And if it wasn't going to be transferable, it wasn't going to be given. There would be no kinyan. And that's the word. There's a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why. Once we had the Besara of Yitzchak Avinu, then there was the Kenyan, and then there was the Issachar Chadash, and therefore she was Persenida, so there's no one should eat the food. Sofiha alichos beichsa, velechem atzlos lo sochel. He didn't want the lechem atzlos, that's the Issachar Chadash, shouldn't eat. And so Be'ez Hashem, that we're now in times where, you know, parts of Eretz Yisrael are, so the Chizuk and Torah, it always helps. Chizuk Torah. So in fact, we learned tonight, this year, with a chevra, that should be Bezer Shem, be oile, eschus, for Klal Yisrael, b'chol mokom shehem, and that all Jews should be safe, b'chol mokom shehem, there is Israel, and Golas, wherever Jews are, should all be safe, as Hashem. We should have a kinyan shalom, Eretz Yisrael, through Torah, b'ez Hashem, and that's but only after Lazaracha.